welcome to episode 2 of the High School Football Roundup Podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network and southwestgeorgianetwork.com. I'm Walter Johnson. Lots of things to talk about, so let's get started. We start things off with a Hamp Smith Classic on the campus of Albany State University in Albany as the defending GHSA Class 6A State Champion Lee County Trojans squared off against the Daugherty Trojans in the first meeting between the two teams since 2013. Daugherty scored the game's first points on a 45-yard stripping score more than a minute into the contest. That gave the Trojans from Albany a 6-0 lead after missing the extra point. But it was all downhill for Daugherty from there, as the Trojans from Leesburg scored 47 unanswered points the rest of the way. That gave the visitors a lead they wouldn't relinquish, giving Lee County a convincing 47-6 victory. The loss to Lee County spoiled the debut of new Daugherty head coach Damian Gary, as the Trojans from Albany fell to 0-1, while the Trojans from Leesburg improved to 1-0. Lee County held Daugherty to minus 70 yards of total offense and no first downs in the convincing win. Another team in the Albany area that scored at least 47 or more points in a win was the Monroe Tornadoes. The Tornadoes trounced Jordan of Columbus 47-14 at Hugh Mills Stadium. The Tornadoes were the only GHSA team from Albany to win its season opener and improving to 1-0 on the 2018 season. And in other GHSA action from week 1, Cook spoiled the debut of new Westover head coach Olton Downs as the Patriots fell to the Hornets 14-10. Worth County lost to Turner County 28-19. Pelham crushed Macon County 41-0. Binghamton rolled past Portola 54-14 in a battle of Southwest Georgia charter schools. Mitchell County fell to Brooks County 43-6. And Chattahoochee County outlasted Terrell County 46-32. In a limited slate of GISA action from last week, Westwood lost to Brookwood of Thomasville 17-6, Heritage trounced Terrell Academy 36-10, while Sherwood Christian fell to Osceola Christian of Monticello, Florida 42-21 in GICAA play. Now here's the schedule for week 2 of the high school football season. In the GHSA, Daugherty travels to America Sumter in the Region 1-4A opener for both teams. Monroe returns to Hugh Mills Stadium for their second straight game taking on Terrell County. Calhoun County opens its 2018 season at home against Schley County. Portola Charter crosses the state line into Monticello, Florida to face Osceola Christian. Pelham will play at Randolph Clay, and Worth County will try to snap a 12-game losing streak hosting Dooley County. In private school action for this week, the Deerfield Winter Knights open their season at Webb Stadium in Albany against Westfield. Southwest Georgia Academy is at Southland. Terrell Academy hosts Tiftheria in the Eagles' home opener at Dawson. Westwood travels to Fullington, and Sherwood Christian will pay a visit to the Sunshine State as well, paying a visit to Rocky Bayou Christian in Destin, Florida. And finally, the game of the week in Southwest Georgia will take place in Leesburg, as the Lee County Trojans will face Dr. Phillips of Orlando in the Georgia vs. Florida State Champions Challenge. Lee County comes in as the defending GHSA Class 6A state champion, while Dr. Phillips won the Florida Class 8A state title last year. Kickoff is set for Saturday morning at 11 a.m. at Trojan Field. Thank you for listening to the High School Football Roundup podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network.